6-8-6-8-6.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Your mind, as a child of God, has to be made up to where you would, and this is where compromise has infiltrated the church. You have to have a mind that is made up, I would rather die than to be ruled by wickedness. I would rather die than allow my flesh to run rampant and dishonor God. See, if your mind is not made up like that, then you will come subservient to your giants and compromise for the sake of peace, which is not peace at all. A good example, a first example I want to use is in Daniel chapter 3, verse 17, the Hebrew boys. Nebuchadnezzar had threatened them and he had promoted them, but he had threatened them because they would not bow down to the image. And they said this in Daniel chapter 3, verse 17, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Verse 18, I love what they say here, but if not, in other words, if he don't deliver us for whatever reason, if it's time for us to go home to be with him, if he does not, be it known to you, O king, we're not going to serve your gods, nor worship your golden image, which you have set up. Man, that struck a chord in Neb. Old Neb got so mad, he heated the furnace up 7 times hotter. But those boys would not be intimidated. How many know the giants of old that we see in the Bible before the flood, which were the cause of the flood, and even after the flood, how many know they lost the war? Amen. Come on. Amen. They were destroyed by mortal men. Now, you see, and I don't agree with Greek mythology at all, but I know there's some truth to some of the things that they portray. As far as like Hercules and the Cyclops, they find skeletons all the time. Huge heads with one eye socket, horns. See, some of y'all need to do some study. This stuff is for real. Now the Smithsonian Institute, whenever they find skeletons like that, giant bone, they try to hide it because they have an agenda, you know, that has to do with Darwin's theory of evolution. They have to deny certain things. So you never hear it. But now you get on the internet and look at some of the prophetic leaders in the church and Google Nephilim and start to study some of that and see all of this information that you won't hear on the news because they don't want it known. But this is reality. Even the early church fathers spoke of these things. You know, some people say it was just Cain having the daughters of the line of Seth. You ain't going to create no giants there. Amen. They ain't got nothing to do with giants there. It was angels that came down that were instructed to instruct man. Well, I just want to throw this out to you. We're going to do an in-depth study on this again. I just love this subject. But people say, well, the Bible says the angels, we're going to be like the angels in heaven that neither marry nor are given in marriage. How could the angels have daughters of men? That's a good question. Should I answer it right now? Yeah. I might just hold off and not answer that right now. Well, I'll give you just a tidbit on it, all right? Because I got to get back to this because there's something I got to get across to you before this message is over. Well, let's take Jesus first of all. God, right? Son of God, Son of Man. Amen. Amen. When he took on flesh, he encountered every temptation that man encountered, even though he was God in the flesh. Is that right? So to come into this form, he became subject or susceptible to every temptation that we have. Amen. Well, the angels, when they took on form, and you see in Genesis where they took on the form of men, Abraham invited them to their house, his house. When they went into Sodom and Gomorrah, two men. So whenever they took on this form, they became susceptible to whatever temptations we have. So that's how when the angels came down to teach men, they looked upon the daughters of men that they were fair. And they remember Jacob wrestled with an angel or wrestled with a man. Amen. Through the night. It was an angel. Amen. He was in a form of a man. Amen. And so whenever they came into this realm, they became susceptible. Amen. That's why it says that Jesus was tempted at all points, just like we are. Let me say it this way, and I don't mean this in any blasphemy, but you know, there was some pretty ladies that came to some of the, you know, to some of the meetings that Jesus had that tried to tempt him. Amen. He had to resist that. Amen. It wasn't like he was just God. No, this is what I want to get to in this message, because everything that Jesus did here, he did as man, amen, not as God. Amen. So you see, when the angels took on this form, they became successful and they left their first estate, Jude says. And when they did that, they created a race called the Nephilim. They were not angels and they were not humans. Amen. They were a hybrid, yes, which have become what we know today as demon spirits. Because when the flood came, the bodies of the Nephilim, and then David took out the last five of them. David and his men destroyed the last five, but their spirits, their bodies were destroyed, but their spirits were released. We see Nephilim today. Amen. 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 Well, we will see them again in the forms that they were back then, but right now we see them in the forms of people that command worship. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hip-hop. Whenever you can get up there and you have 20,000, 30,000 people there worshiping you. These are Nephilim spirits. That's what they want. They want worship. But anyway, amen, let me get back on the subject. Now, does that clear up some things for you? Amen. How they could know the daughters of men when they took this form. So Nimrod was one of the Nephilim who was a hunter of men. In other words, the language, we don't always understand King James language, but the hunter of men means that he was cannibalistic. He wasn't just hunting, trying to kill me. He was cannibalistic. They had eaten so much. History has it that these giants would eat 1,000 oxen a day. Some of these things were so powerful, and they were here too in the United States. They find the bones here too. It was before the dividing of the continents. It was during the days of Peleg that the continents were divided. But before that, it was one big landmass. So you have them all here. You have them in Europe. You have them everywhere. But they would run and swoop up a buffalo. I mean, these things were, I can tell you some other stuff, but I'm going to save it for the scoop, because they have what they call super soldiers today.
Amen. Amen.
They have cloned stuff from DNA, getting DNA from bones. There's some wicked stuff going on today. It's totally wicked and depraved. But these are things that, you know, you would never hear about in church. But there are things that we need to know, because the more you know about these things, because see, what's going to happen in the last days, it says men's hearts are going to fail for seeing the things that are coming up on the face of the earth. It ain't about listening to CNN. It's about seeing stuff. Okay, can I get back to the message now? We just give it a service here, because there's some information that'll blow your mind. And it's all backed up. It's true. It's documented, even from the early church fathers. But anyway, so here the Hebrew said, we ain't going to bow. Now, the grandson of Seth is the one that beheaded Nimrod. Joshua and Caleb took Canaan, where the giants were at all the gates, all the different tribes. Remember Hebron? Caleb said, give me my mountain full of Anakim. David killed Goliath, and his mighty men killed his four brothers. Amen. Now, the Old Testament reveals three truths. three very important truths. Number one, the Old Testament reveals that those who trust and yield to God overcome no matter what the obstacles are. The Old Testament is full of it. No matter what the obstacles were, those that trusted and yielded to God overcame it all, no matter what they were, giants, whatever they were. Number two, the Old Testament reveals those who choose to do what is right in their own eyes are always conquered and destroyed. And we don't do it God's way. You do what's right in your own eyes, I don't care how much sense it might make to you, you will be conquered and destroyed. You can't outwit the devil playing his game. Amen. Amen. Judges chapter 2, verse 25. Let me just read that to you so that you have some scripture. Judges chapter 2, verse 25. At that time, men did what was right in their own eyes. When we do merely what is right in our own eyes, we will always be conquered or ultimately destroyed. And that really, if we were honest with ourselves, when we've experienced defeat, it's because we've done what was right in our own eyes. Amen. We didn't follow God's plan. Amen. Amen. Say amen real loud. Amen. I know it's right. Okay. Now all these examples are manifested. All these positive examples of triumph are manifested through the man, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. Say it with me. Son of man. Son of God.
Son of God.
Say it one more time. Son of man.
Son of man.
Son of God.
Son of God.
First thing we want to understand about Jesus is that he emptied himself. He emptied himself. After he emptied himself, his strength came through him yielding to Holy Spirit. And when he yielded to the Holy Spirit, he experienced grace. And when he experienced that grace, he was able to overcome every obstacle, every demon, every work of the enemy. He overcame. He defeated, not as the Son of God. This is what I got to drive home to you. But as the Son of man, not as the Son of God. I want you to take note of something. The first temptation that he had after he was baptized, when he went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, when he was hungry, the devil came to him, and the first thing he did in tempting him was say, "If you be the Son of God."
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader, and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit pourtheoilconference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.